Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Just recovering from Ozzy and Harriet.
And all three segments were great today. The Ozzy and Harriet was terrific, but the ladies this morning, and I don't mean that demeaningly, Kelly and Marie, and I didn't get a name, Dr. You
Christina.
Wrote it down.
Yeah, her name's Christina.
Christina,
yeah,
perfect. Really, so informative. And Kelly, as a nurse for Project Independence, you can see her concern, how she works with people. But Marie has also that same enthusiasm to help
it's
people.
Very true.
It's just, you know, and again, this goes, and I'm surprised, because this really goes to the credit of Christina. And you wouldn't think she'd want those good people on when the Christina Lu show was coming up. It's competition for her.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I'm surprised, but I thank her for doing it. It makes our job easier.
I'm trying to spread the love.
You would think she would put people on that would make her look better.
Look good, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 100%. So I have to thank her.
Yeah.
On behalf of the town, we thank you for being a true producer.
It's always for the greater town.
So how are you, Christina?
Good. It's great to be back together. We were off last week, and so we're all like a little out of whack there. So it's nice to really come back with a bang. And you know what is nice? You know, we always say this on the show: the people that we have on are so, whatever their job is or the organization they work for, they're so invested in it.
You
know, and you really, and it really, you know, comes across. And it's just, it was great. And especially this Medicare issue, you know, is such a hot topic. And a confusing topic, and the Part D, and what do you do? You know, in October is the open enrollment period, and this year there's going to be a bunch of changes. So
I have Marie and Otto. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to be really having fun, John. Come enrollment
that's
time
right.
this year.
It is. You know, it's like, so there's a lot that you really need to educate yourself with, and it's different depending on your needs and what, you know, whatever your particular thing is. So it's definitely important to be educated on that.
Or be in a position to get help from people.
Who
because
are,
there are people who do not have the benefit of really knowing how to use a computer.
It's true.
And it makes it very difficult.
No, and there
nowadays.
Is, you know, there's, you know, the HICAP program that they mentioned that Family and Children's does, you know, they come around to, you know, through that time they're there, and it's a free service. So you could sit with them and they could explain to you the ins and outs of like where the changes are going to be and stuff. So it's definitely important to seek that out and call 311, you know, and a social worker could assist you also in this process. And I want to mention to people, you know, we've been promoting our conference, but the date is now changing. So I just want to show, you know, we'll
the October conference?
Yes. It is now going to be November 1st. It's still at the Yes We Can Community Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., but it is no longer the 18th. It's November 1st. You know, we'll be sending out all the material for that and stuff.
Would you send me a new flyer?
Yes.
Are they made yet or no?
They're not made yet. This is literally hot off the presses, but I'm busy at work trying to get everything together. Cause
that's good. I couldn't make the other
You're one. Doing it?
The promotional stuff.
Okay. Yeah. And it's Nancy, right? Or no?
No. Everyone's got kind of different pieces. You know, she might help out with the exhibitor piece, but I'm trying to rein in everything else.
Okay.
But yes, that's going to be November 1st, and a big you know, well, we're going to have a big part of the conference. We're working out all the details now, but having a whole presentation on these Medicare changes and updates. So, you know, stay tuned. There'll be a bunch of great speakers. The theme for this is, you know, toolbox for living well. So, you know, essentially you'll walk out with a little, you know, hypothetical toolbox of all different resources in the community that can help you age in place safely and healthy. So stay tuned for more information on that. And another thing I just really want to correct back, I am a little biased being a social worker for the wonderful social workers and nurses that we have in our program, and, you know, Kelly being one of our fabulous nurses. And I can, you know, kudos to Kelly, because Kelly, she really forms relationships with these seniors that she meets. You know, the two of us, she'll come back and both of us are sobbing over some story because she really puts her heart and soul in it and is determined to help people in all different, you know, in a very huge thing that has been occurring with all of our social workers and nurses is there's a lot of people now coming in at 60, 65 who have serious health conditions, you know, and it's amazing to see how things have shifted. You know, originally we had older seniors, now a lot of the younger ones are coming in that have, you know, very intensive, you know, whether it's a disability or something that they've been kind of living with and now don't know what to do. So there's a whole new
it shows you everybody gets older.
It's true. Everybody gets older. And you don't, you know, and that's an important thing is because from day to day, you know, we were talking off the break, like the calls that come in, you have no idea. Like, it could be just a huge thing. It could be a small thing. Mm. But they really sit there, the social workers and nurses, and respond quickly and, you know, help calm that person down and really try to get in there before these emergencies right. take place. You know, we cannot stress it enough how important it is to really just get a plan together for, you know, as much as you can.
Well, you know what came up earlier that sticks in my head and during Epic was that Marie.
Mm-hmm. Marie, yep.
Marie was not trying to sell anything. She was just trying to help
yep.
people.
Right.
And that's the same thing with Project Independence. Yeah. There's nothing being sold.
Right.
This is a program that costs
nothing.
Yeah, you don't
call it. I agree.
And it's
right.
just there to try to help people.
Right.
And, you know, that's what people have to get through their head.
Yeah.
We're not selling anything.
I think it's tricky, you know, for a lot of people to wrap their head around because a lot of things in, you know, the world are trying to sell
you. That's why I keep bringing it up, you know.
No, it's a very important thing to mention because, like, you know, you're almost like, wait, what? Like, you don't have an anger.
Right? What's the catch here? Yeah. There is no catch.
True.
You know?
And the thing is, which I've said to lots of people, Medicare planning, aging planning, funeral planning, all this stuff, it only happens a couple of times in your life.
Yeah,
it's not
right.
like, you know, you play in golf, so you'll fix your game every week.
Oh,
and
yeah.
after you fix, you'll try to fix your game. Here, this kind of stuff, it's one and done.
Yeah.
So it's like, go to the professionals that aren't charging you to right. help figure out what you should do with mom or dad. And it's just...
And I think, too, you know, that's a great thing to mention. And it's just so important. I mean, life is filled with things that are going to be out of your control, that are going to happen. You know, so if you can plan for as much as possible, you know, plan for it. So it's definitely... And, like, you know, we were saying, too, a lot of people don't have the support of, you know, children or, you know, friends or family. They could be isolated, you know, and that's really when our social workers and nurses are just,
they need
know,
activities.
Yeah. Well,
you know, you read about some of these people...
No, and there's and that's the goal of the show is to get the word out here, you know, get you obviously food in the home, you know, keep your home safe and get you some kind of socialization, too. So.
I was reading about this fella the other day. He's a saxophone player and he was playing at a financial concert, but a financial conference, but just his backroom, mm-hmm. Backgrounds, whatever mm-hmm. it was. He's been playing the saxophone for 90 years.
Wow.
In New York. He's 102 years old.
Oh, give me, I want his number.
And they have a picture on paper. He's 102.
Oh, I like it.
Wow, that's amazing. 102.
102.
Was what? That's a, oh, yeah.
That's some number.
That's quite a number.
Yeah.
What
it's
is
that? It's a substantial
that?
Number.
Huh? What does that mean, Christina?
I don't know. What could it possibly mean? I mean, it might have something around my birthday, but I don't want to take anything away from this 102-year-old saxophone player.
102 days since your last birthday.
Yeah. There we go.
It's flying. It's amazing.
We broke 100.
I don't think I like these numbers. Life flies too fast now.
Christina is getting older.
She's 102 days older now.
Oh, wow.
You know, you said something a little earlier, just to go back for a second here, about, to me, like, some people are fortunate. They have family support. But the bottom line is, I was family support for my father and mm-hmm. my mother. And the bottom line is, I would love to have had the guidance of Project Independence,
right.
even if there is family mm-hmm. support.
Of course.
That doesn't mean I know what
that
I'm
you
doing.
You know everything.
Right, right,
you
right.
know, I don't know what I'm doing.
No, that's just very
and
important.
I need help.
You know, and that's, it's funny that you say, and it's a true blessing to be a resident of North Hempstead and have this. Because, you know, I was looking at when, you know, my grandfather, he didn't live in North Hempstead. You know, it was me and my mom trying to help out, you know, and take care of him. But, you know, so he was always like, well, why don't I have access to things? I'm like, well, you're not in North Hempstead. You know, I can't, you know, arrange. And it would have really took up, like, such a huge burden, you know, for the family. Because here we are, we're commuting, you know, we both work, you know, so it wasn't easy, you know. So if there was, you know, and so that's why, like, when people are not taking advantage of a program that other people would, like, kill to have in other, you
well,
know,
he had
places.
The benefit of having a granddaughter
right.
who was a social
right.
worker who
right.
knows a
right.
little more than most
yeah.
people.
Right.
And a lot of
oh,
people
God,
don't
yeah.
have
yeah.
that. You know, they,
no, it's
they,
really,
they don't have anybody that knows anything.
No.
But I agree with you. It's
yeah.
amazing.
And it's
no
hard to know, you know, everything that's out there, too. I mean, you know, we laugh, we say on the show, I mean, like, where I'm in the field, you know, and we'll have people on the show, and I'm like, I didn't even know they provided the service, you know.
Right.
So it's always something that's important to educate and kind of learn about. So just, we want to give kudos to everyone we've had on this program. And I just want to give out a fabulous statistic. I know John and Otto both love some great statistics. So I had put together this stat for our human service meeting, you know, and just to show, you know, but it's just a number, which doesn't even give you the full picture.
Right, okay.
Nursing and social work since May 2017 have provided services to 803 unduplicated individuals. And that's just from January 2017 to May 2017.
How many?
803, unduplicated. So, I mean, each one of those people could have had, you know, a bazillion services.
Right, right. Yeah, okay.
And the total units of service, which could be everything from, you know, counseling to blood pressure screening to medication management, entitlement assistance, all the services they provide, was 12,042 units of service. You know, so that just really shows you, and this is only since, you know, the beginnings of 2017. So just a shout out to them, and, you know, this program would not be possible, obviously, without
them. Now, that doesn't cover even things like all these programs and whatnot that you're talking about, you know, like the various health chats,
right,
and whatever,
right,
that a lot of people have attended,
mm-hmm,
and gained benefit from.
No, absolutely. And that's what, you know, is really great about these community education things and these different groups, because on top of learning something, you're also really getting a whole socialization and meeting new people too, which is wonderful, and something that's actually completely booked up now, but there's going to be more, and I just want to talk about it, are these brain games we've been
offering. I swear I had that marked.
See, your brain, there you go, your brain is working. We're very in sync there.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've been doing this now in a bunch of different libraries we've been partnering with, offering this program, and it's been like selling out very, very fast. And it's so beneficial. People love it and are concerned, you know, so obviously it's an issue that you really want to keep everybody wants to keep their brain healthy.
What do they do? Give me an example of what
goes on. So they're really difficult games, because we actually tried them. So this will be at our conference too. We'll be having brain games going on too.
Okay.
So if you can go on the internet, you could even find these things too. So they'll either be, you know, like a word problem or a puzzle, or, you know, like they'll be, you know, have different words, you know, like a almost like a word jumble kind of thing. But they'll, you know, you really have to think. They're not easy, because after we figured like, oh, we could like do this. So we were all sitting around the conference table, and some things, you know, you're sitting there like, I can't even like piece like how like this. And then all of a sudden, oh, the light bulb like goes off like once you know the answer.
Mm.
But the social worker and nurses in each region have really, you know, did a lot of research and to make it interesting and fun. And what I think is nice too is that it kind of starts this dialogue with everyone, because you're sitting there like, do you know like what the answer is for this one? You know, and what's been great too is that on top of these brain games, they're really trying to, you know, also make it educational in the sense of like, you know, why it's important to do these things, what actually happens in the brain as you age, and different factors like that. So I'm so proud of the nurses and social workers that have really been putting so much into these. It's a 3 weeks program. There's one going on at the Shelter Rock Library that's all sold out. Kelly's doing one at Denton Green. So there'll be more coming. And like I said, it'll also be at our conference, too. So
maybe, if that doesn't get pushed back again.
Fingers crossed. That's the first information I had now. And also today, our wonderful mobility manager, Sherry, is over at the Yes We Can Community Center. And she really wanted me to stress and promote that she will come anywhere and do a presentation on pedestrian safety, on driving safely, you know, if you want to continue driving and how to do that safely, too. And Sherry is great, and she's got some really great concrete tips, too. So I just want to give a shout out to her.
We're
going to
go into a break, believe it or not, already. And just talking about Sherry, I'll give her a shout out, because I was speaking to some of the people yesterday from AARP, and recently she did, mm-hmm, a program there.
Yeah.
And they had nothing but compliments for, you know, how she introduced mobility and getting around town, etc. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.